With cloudy skies and rain already impacting parts of the North Coast, KMEN News turns to our partners at the Eureka Office of the National Weather Service for the latest forecast.
Hi, this is Sahaya Velez. I'm a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, Eureka. So right now we have a frontal system that is moving through the area. We have been observing some light showers for the North Coast this afternoon. So far we have been observing less than 1,500 inches right now for the coastal area. And this is expected to continue through this evening. We have a wet storm that is right now off Oregon and Washington coast. This is expected to continue digging southward and approach the area tonight through Friday. So this will bring increasing precipitation over the area. So it will be mostly during the day on Friday over the northern portion. These include Humboldt, Del Norte, and western portion of Trinity. And then during the afternoon Friday, these showers will start to spread east and southward throughout the rest of the day.
The anticipated light showers with moderate to locally heavy rainfall have the potential to be accompanied by isolated thunderstorms Friday afternoon and evening. Rainfall amounts will vary across the forecast area.
So far, we are expecting for this rainfall total amounts for Friday, it will range from 3/10 of an inch to 9/10 of an inch is possible for the coastal area. Localized highest amount over the interior, highest terrain. And for southern portion, it will be a less amount from few hundreds up to a quarter of an inch expected for Friday. Then we are going to see the storm moving over the area. Friday night to Saturday, this is going to promote a diminishing in showers over the area with lingering showers into Saturday. And after that, Saturday, we're going to see dry air starting to move in from the northwest, drying conditions. Temperature will continue to be below normal. We might see for the interior chilly temperature Friday morning, Saturday morning as well with this system.
Earlier forecast maps showed the coastal areas just north of Eureka receiving the highest rainfall totals, up to 2 inches. However, that has changed.
Models have been trending a little bit lower, but the highest amount will be, north of, I would say Cape Mendocino, but mainly over this southwest facing higher terrain.
The rainfall and cooler temps will last for only a short while before summer temps return to the North Coast.
And then Sunday into early next week, we are going to have a high pressure building over the area and bringing back dry and hot temperature early next week with temperature over the interior in the upper 90s to 105 degrees possible.
To access the latest weather forecast for the Redwood Community Radio broadcast area, check out our new weather page on our website at kmud.org. Click on the news drop-down menu, then click weather. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.